So for me in those early days, Ron was intimidating. He had an encyclopedic mind and a razor tongue, but as the years went on, and we spent every single afternoon together, to say nothing of the countless dinners with June and Jenny, I discovered that Ron was really just a big, really smart Oreo cookie. He was hard and crunchy on the outside and warm and soft on the inside, and that inside was absolutely filled with love. And I'm going to take the last 2 minutes and just talk a little bit about that love. He had love for his sons, for his Ravens, certainly, you heard Jerry talking about that, for his friends, and don't forget his pets. Ron loved his pets, especially his dogs. Sometimes I thought that Ron loved pets more than people, but nowhere was that love more apparent than watching him with his beautiful wife, June. He said that the two of them would wake up every single morning, look at each other, and laugh. June made Ron smile, even at the very end. Humor sustained them. And to witness her strength, her grace, her dignity, her selfless love, knowing that every tick of the clock meant one step closer to the inevitable, it was extraordinary. For 9 weeks from his diagnosis to his passing, June got out of the house for a total of 6 hours. Also at his side were his three incredible boys, Ward, Andrew, and Christopher, and June's daughter, Amy. They were regal, regal, and made it possible for their father to die with dignity and with grace. Lastly, the constant and never-ending love from you all, from Ron's friends, from his audience, whether it was his WBAL family or dinners brought to him in the last days by the staff at Aldo's or the Oregon Grill or sit-downs with all the fellas out at the Humidor or the game ball that was given to him or the thousands upon thousands of emails and cards that he received. You were so kind to him, and I want to tell you that he really, really appreciated it. June called it card therapy. And when he was so weak to barely get up, they would sit and she would read him your cards. Now, in closing, I'm going to share something that I witnessed just days prior to his passing. Many people don't know this, but Ron was a very spiritual man. Organized religion might not have been his thing, but he knew that there was something out there that was greater than what we have right here. This was late in the game for Ron, a few days before he died. And I'm up at the house with Jenny, and I see Ron talking with Jenny in the living room, and he's standing there, and his eyes were closed, speaking to her. And he was describing his final visit with his healer, massage therapist Sebastian, who's amazing. Ron said, "I couldn't help it, but I started sobbing, not with sadness, but because something overwhelmed me." He asked Sebastian, "What was that?" Sebastian was also crying, and Sebastian replied, "That was everything." Ron opened his eyes, and he looked at Jenny and me for a long time, and he said, "I felt myself becoming one with the cosmos, part of the universe." Then he looked at us and said, "When the lights go out, I think everything's going to be okay." He paused, smiled faintly, and said again, "Everything's going to be okay."